If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
We are to flee danger, temptation, confusion, sin, to the refuge of God. We are to lead a life guided by the knowledge of the Bible with the understanding of the Holy Spirit of God.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, what's in a name? Every generation has its names. You know, names we give our children that the next generation thinks are odd or old-fashioned or too common or not common enough. Celebrities these days seem proficient at naming their children with the oddest of monikers, or at least ones that are enormously conspicuous. Blue Ivy, Apple, Banjo, Moxie Crime Fighter, Northwest, to name a few. And perhaps, like Shakespeare's Juliet, we think the name doesn't really matter. A rose by any other name would still smell as sweet. But then again, people aren't objects like a rose, and perhaps a name can impact a person. Well, when I was in junior high, we moved to Lima, Ohio, and there in our church, we met a family who had a number of daughters. They were much older than I, and I didn't really know them, but one of the daughters was called a name that I, as a teenager, thought was strange. Prudy was her name. It had an odd sound to me. It actually stood for Prudence, an older name for the time, but one that actually fit the young woman as we came to know her. And now we all should wish to be Prudence, or at least prudent. But like the name, the concept has lost acceptance as well. We're going to see what the Bible says about prudence, simpleness, and being a fool today on Wings of the Morning. First, listen to the words of prudence that Carrie Job sings. Steady my heart.
But you're here.
In the book of Proverbs in the Bible, God says many things about prudence and folly. In chapter 8, he says, "You who are simple gain prudence. You who are foolish gain understanding." Then in chapter 14, verse 15, he says, "A simple man believes anything, but a prudent man gives thought to his steps. A wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed. The simple inherits folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge." So what is being prudent and what is being simple? Already the scripture is giving us understanding. The simple believe anything, and they lack prudence. In Proverbs 7:7, it says that the simple lacks good judgment. And in Proverbs 22:3, it says that unlike the prudent, they may see danger and not take steps to protect themselves. Like someone who sees a tornado coming right for them and then run right into its path. But about now, you are probably saying that no one in their right mind would do something like that, and you'd be correct. And yet there are many, I would dare say even most of us, who see sin, error, depravity, confusion, and rather than running away, fleeing temptation, we continue right toward it as if it were something courageous on our part, when in reality, it is just foolishness. We run right toward lust and immorality, not away. We run toward greed, jealousy, and selfishness, not toward pure love. We run toward mind-altering drugs and alcohol, and not toward the direction of the Spirit of God. Because the Bible doesn't give an outright ban to alcohol, my friend, doesn't mean that we should walk through that door and even embrace it. The distractions of this world are more than just sidelights. They pull us in their direction and away from God. Perhaps never before in the history of the world have there been so many ways to distract our attention away from the focus on Jesus Christ. And like the foolish and simple, we believe anything, we try anything, we dwell in confusion and danger rather than the refuge of the Lord. So, what would be prudent? Well, a prudent person, the dictionary says, is cautious and sensible and circumspect. They are not rash or quick in their judgment. And here in these verses from Proverbs, we see that the prudent take the time and effort to see the circumstance, the danger, and take appropriate steps to not just avoid it, but to find the right refuge. The prudent work to gain understanding and knowledge. They think before they act. And above all, they realize that the foundation of all understanding and knowledge is the knowledge of God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. In that same chapter of Proverbs, it says that he who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge. The Lord is our refuge. Did you hear that? The Lord is our refuge. And like Joseph, you remember Joseph? Running from Potiphar's wife. We are to flee danger, flee temptation, flee confusion and sin to the refuge of God. We are to lead a life guided by the knowledge of the Bible with the understanding of the Holy Spirit of God. That is prudence. The Apostle Paul says to his young protege, Timothy, these words of prudence. Listen to this. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. My friend, knowledge and understanding, cautious, thoughtful action are gained from a vibrant relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And knowledge of God's Word applied to the Spirit-directed, Spirit-filled life. Did you hear that? Let me repeat that. Knowledge and understanding, cautious, thoughtful action, in other words, prudence, are gained from a vibrant relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and knowledge of God's Word applied to the Spirit-directed, Spirit-filled life. Boy, that's a mouthful, but that is the formula. If you want to be prudent, that's what it's all about. Would you like to start being prudent today, leaving behind foolishness and simpleness? It all starts with opening your heart and life to Jesus Christ. He wants to be your Savior, Lord, and refuge. Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I need you. Pray with me. I need you to come in and change my heart. Cleanse me from my sin and confusion. Forgive me and be my Lord and refuge. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.